him. We obviously sing songs and declare the goodness of God, but I want to take it just a little bit further this week as well. So if you want to turn to Proverbs 18, Proverbs chapter 18, I'm also just going to look something up in Deuteronomy to get the exact one. I'll read this while you're going to Proverbs 18. I'll bring it to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 says, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil." And he goes on to say, "to command you to live and love the Lord your God." But Proverbs 18 helps us with this life and death. Many of you may know this, but Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. We got it. Some thumbs up for those who are looking for it. We need a bit more time. Yep, Shell's good. Oz is nearly there. Awesome work. Proverbs 18, verse 20 says, "A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, and from the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruit." Death and life are in the power of our tongue. This is a real, real key thing in life. As I look at the scripture before it, a man's stomach, I wonder how many people's stomachs are not good and how many digestive issues we have these days because people's mouths are not good in what they speak. But death and life are in the power of our tongues, and our words are very, very powerful. And that's what I just want to have a little bit of a focus and a bit of a look on scripture and what it tells us about the words of our mouth. Now turn to, back a bit, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. I'll flick to it as well. So sorry if you don't have your Bible, you can just listen while we all flick through. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. Actually, verse 1, I'll just read it for you. He says, "My son, if you become surety for your friend, and if you've shaken hands in pledge for a stranger, you are snared by the words of your mouth, and you are taken by the words of your mouth." This one, obviously, it's showing us when they make a deal, when he makes it a surety. And your kids may not know, but, you know, these days, I don't know, people rattle off things a fair bit with their words. But back in the day, instead of signing contracts or, you know, making some deals on paper, can you hear okay? Nope. Can you hear me, guys? Okay, Shelley can hear me. Oz can. Thanks, Oz. Barb, you hear me? Yep, awesome. Yeah, but you made a deal just by the words of your mouth. So if somebody said yes, you knew it was a yes. And a no, you knew it was a no. Unfortunately, not everybody lives life so much these days. But this one, our words are powerful, and it was showing us in Proverbs that you can be snared by your words, because ideally what you say should be it. When you say yes, it's a yes. No, it's a no. It's powerful what you say, what you commit to. So Ephesians chapter 4, let's run to this one. I want you to just get some verses in your head and heart today. All right. Ephesians chapter 4 tells us, chapter 4 verse 29. He says, "Let no corrupt communication or word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for edification. We're just given a warning here. There's so many things in the word that tells us how to live out this life that God's told us. And one of them is this: don't let bad words come out of your mouth, but that which is good for necessary edification. Yeah? So I'll just jump to this one because we're probably skimming through a fair bit. Actually, no, Romans 10:10. All right? Romans 10:10. So I said a bit of a Bible study this morning, but I've been wanting to do this for a little bit. Romans 10:10. Many of us have heard this, actually. Verse 9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God's raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And often we look at this just, oh, yep, when someone's coming to God, let's make sure they've believed in their heart and confessed with their mouth. But this goes beyond just coming to God. This is how we live our life. With our heart, we believe unto righteousness. But with our mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And that word confession is to say the same thing as. I was sharing this with someone recently. Often we've got a negative, oh, you're one of those blab it and grab it people, you know, you just say all the things of, you know, blah, 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 and hope it all comes to pass. But there's actually power in our confession because we're actually coming into agreement with what God has said. So it's really important that we don't come into agreement and confess what the devil's saying over our life, but that we actually agree with what God's saying and we confess. That's why don't let useless words and corrupt words come out of our mouth, but let confession be made unto salvation. Find out what God says about us and confess those words. Come into agreement with what God says. Yeah? So hopefully I'm laying a little bit of a foundation for one scripture that God's really put on my heart. So we won't turn to these ones, but God then goes on to encourage us. In Romans 12:14, he says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Bless those, even those who persecute you, and do not curse. We have the power of life and death in our tongue, that we can bless people and we can actually curse people. And he says, even those who persecute us, we are to bless and we're not to curse them. And so we hear the heart in David in Psalm 19 when he says, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God. So it's possible for the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart to not be acceptable. Whilst we are righteous in God, we need to watch what we do with our heart, what we do with our mind, what we do with our mouth. Yeah? Now, this is just for reference. We can't turn to this one. But the whole story of the walls of Jericho in Joshua 6, some of you may be familiar. I'm not sure about the kids, but there was the city of Jericho had these massive walls and the people of God needed to conquer that city. And the key that God gave them was once a day to march around the city. He gives them very specific instructions on how to do it with the people at the front and whatever and trumpets and so forth. But the biggest key, they actually walked around once a day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, they went around seven times. And on the seventh time, they blew the trumpet and the walls came down and they climbed over and they won the battle over the city. They took over the city. But the biggest key in there, and you'll find it when you read through it in Joshua chapter 6, is he commanded all the people to be silent and to not mutter. It says, now Joshua in verse 10 commanded the people saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout. So they had to be quiet for those 6 days. And I've heard it, we've talked about it before, but they were a murmuring people. They were an absolute murmuring, complaining people so often. And I think it was such a key to be like, shh, don't say anything. Just keep your mouth quiet. And then when I tell you, you shout the victory. I think there's a key sometimes that is if you're not sure or you're tempted to want to speak the wrong thing, shh, just silence your mouth until God gives you the key or the agreement, the confession, and then shout it at the top of your lungs. Amen. So, the biggest scripture I really just wanted to, I want to lay a foundation of going, you know what, life and death is in the power of our tongue. God really gives us some key wisdom on our words and to watch what we say with our words, and that as the people of God, we carry a weight upon our words, especially because we have the Spirit of God within us, and because we are raised with Christ and we are Christ's representatives on this earth, he's given us a responsibility. And this scripture came to mind through some things some people shared this week in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11. So you can turn to this one, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11. Okay, Proverbs 11, verse 11. Now it says, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. I'll read a few other versions of them. It says, NIV, through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it's destroyed. The Passion says, the blessing and favor rest upon the righteous, and it influences a city to lift it higher, but the wicked leaders tear it apart by their words. There's two things in this scripture, both by the blessing, in terms of by God's blessing upon us, when we as his people are blessed, it in turn blesses the people around us and blesses the city, which I 100% believe in. We're blessed to be a blessing. But I also believe with this one, by the blessing, by the words that we can speak out of our mouth, by the blessings that we speak over our city, over our town, over our nation, it can be exalted. But curses can be, so who knows, there's a lot of wicked people out there who are speaking horrible things over our towns, our city and our nation at the moment. But we as the people of God have a responsibility to speak the blessing of God over our families, over our homes, over our towns, over this state in particular in Victoria, and over this nation. There is power, there is life and death in our tongue. So I just want to encourage us today, seek God about what he is saying. This is where this word came across, because someone said the same thing this week. They're like, seek what God is saying and speak what God is saying. Let's come into confession with what God is saying over our lives and over this nation and over this town, and bless and do not curse, but speak life, choose life. And speak life wherever we possibly can, with whoever we can. And I've said this even to Anthony this week. I said, can you keep me accountable that if you hear me say anything that you know isn't in a line, pull me up? Because sometimes we don't get it. Sometimes we're a bit blind to what we're saying. But I ask the Holy Spirit, place a check over my mouth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God. And so I just want to encourage you guys. As I was listening to this, I just really felt God put it on my heart. I think I shared it last week as well. Go for a drive and just sing and pray and bless. And yesterday I just drove down the street, but on the way home just really felt the presence of God to be declaring stuff over. So as I'm driving, I'm just singing and I'm declaring. And we've got that ability and that power as the Holy Spirit's in us and leads us and guides us. So there's my little encouragement. Sorry, maybe if I took a bit longer this morning, but just really want to say, by the blessing of the upright, we can see this city exalted and see our towns exalted. Amen? Amen? Awesome. All right, I'm going to pass over to Ken. Grab your communion. And Dad's going to take over.
Thank you. Wow. Hi, everyone. Great to see you on board and catch up with you for another day here. That was pretty amazing, Kerry, and really appreciate what you got to share there, because there are so many people that, God is wanting to use to bless this nation, and we're part of it. We are such a part of what God wants to do across this land, in our homes, over our families, over our relatives, our workplaces, wherever. There's just so many opportunities to speak God's word over those situations, to declare it. And you know, the good thing about it, and someone said this to me the other day, what I love about going out now with a mask on is nobody can tell when you're talking. So they walk down the street praying in tongues all day. They walk around the street declaring the goodness of God over, and it's amazing because nobody has a clue what you're doing. In fact, you go into a shop, it's even hard to recognize people. And you go in then and people look at you and you think, do I know you or don't I know you? And you're not really sure. But we can walk the streets. We can walk around. We can speak the words of life and the words of God over wherever we're walking. And I think that's pretty amazing. So stick your mask on and give God the glory. Amen. So good. You know, some of the things Kerry's just been saying now about that, I'm really amazed, because I had a scripture ready to take into communion, and I can't believe how parallel it is. By the way, after today, don't nick off. If you want to hang around and share, say something, add to or declare what God's been doing in your life and God's been sharing in your heart, I would love to give you the opportunity to share that with the rest of it as well. But, you know, right in the beginning of Christ being born, the shepherds are out there in a field and a whole host of angels appeared. And their declaration was an amazing introduction to a new era of our new covenant. I don't know if you're aware of that. What they said was, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. And, you know, we see so much in the Old Testament where nations were judged or situations were done and people were brought to their knees and nations were taken down by other nations and God told Israel to destroy the Amalekites and do that. There were so many aspects of the old covenant era that were aggressive. But this new covenant era is amazing. Glory to God in the highest. Worship Him first. Peace on earth and God's will, good will. His will is good towards all men because He wants men to be participators of His good and free will. Amen? So declaring that is over all the earth. You know, last week when I spoke of the new covenant, I said we are made able and sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. And so every one of us really has an obligation to know what that covenant's all about, know what God's all about in that new covenant. And it says, and it's I'll read it out of Hebrews again, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is fully from God, who also made us able and sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the old letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Isn't that an incredible parallel? What Kerry was just sharing, we can declare the life of God, the blessing of God over our lives, over our towns, over our city, over our nation. It's so glorious that we are able to do that. The thing is, we cannot minister what we do not possess, walk in, experience, or actively participate in. And so if God has made us able and sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, we've got to at least know what it's all about. We've got to have some relativity to it and know. And I'm telling you, God's just been sharing so much. And Kerry and I sort of just shared notes this morning and could not believe the parallel with what God shared with her and what God's been impressing on my heart that are just so in line. One of the scriptures that says, my people are destroyed or walk in destruction through lack of knowledge. They don't understand or fully operate in. And life doesn't have to be an experience of one calamity after another or one thing going wrong after another. And it's really sad when people's lives are just so up and down and up and down and things are good one day and bad the next and good and bad. And they're all over the place and up and down because of situations and circumstances. That is not the way God wants us to be. Holy brethren, Hebrews 3:1 tells us, partakers of, participators in. Hey, how's that? The heavenly calling. Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession. Oh, Christ Jesus. That is so incredible. We need to profess who Jesus is and what He's done and consider Him in all that we are, say, and do. You know, it's just so amazing that we have that capacity to change circumstances, to change our lives, to change situations, and to change the direction of our nation by declaring the goodness of God over it. We had a song on a little earlier, and I don't know if it was broadcast, but I'd love to finish up with it later. And it says, up from the ashes, hope will arise. Woohoo! Death is defeated. I'll tell you what else is defeated. Lockdown's defeated. Oppression's defeated. Depression's defeated. Fear's defeated. Anxiety's defeated. And all that type of negativity has been defeated. And up from the ashes, hope will arise. Sing a little louder in the midst of the storm. Amen. Oh, glory to God.
Ken, you are muted.
Okay, are we all? Yep. Well, I've said a lot then, and I'm not sure that you heard much of it. But in Hebrews, consider the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Up from the ashes, hope arises. Death, lockdown, depression, fear, anxiety, oppression are all defeated. And we can glorify God for that. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder in the midst of a storm, amen? What a great song. So let's take the bread today. We are participators of a heavenly calling, able and sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. The new covenant is ours to declare, but we need to walk in it, experience it, share it, participate in it. We need to know that our lives are generated by something that we possess, walk in and experience and actively participate in as active participators, partakers of the new covenant. And because of the broken body and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus, we have that capacity, amen? So let's take this bread. We give thanks. Father, we are so grateful today for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We're so grateful that he came, shed and gave his life for us, that declaration by the angels over the fields where the shepherds were, peace on earth, your will being good towards all men, heralded in this era of the new covenant. And we thank you so much for it, Lord. We appreciate it. And we can operate in it, live in it, participate in it, but be ministers of it in able and sufficient manner. And so today, as we participate together and receive this covenant meal, I pray, Lord God, that every recipient would take it on board, not just as a blessing to us, but as a capacity to minister to others, the broken body, the shed blood, the peace and the goodwill of our God towards all men. And in Jesus' name, we take it together. Thank you, Lord. Eat the bread and drink the cup together. I love it where Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." Get into all of it. Take all of it, not just a bit of it. Take the lot. And so that is so good, so good. Let me just pray over each and every family, over our nation, and declare the blessing of God over each one of our lives. Father, we thank you for this awesome day. We thank you for this day that we're living in. We thank you for this land that we're living in. We declare your blessing over this land. We declare that this land is the great Southland of the Holy Spirit. It is not a land destined for destruction. It is not a land of calamity. It is not a land of lockdown and death and depression and fear and anxiety. It is a land of new covenant blessing. And your people today rise up, and we declare your life over our families. We declare it over our neighborhood and our homes. We declare it over our extended family. We declare it over our workplace. We declare it over our cities. We declare it over our major cities, our state, and our nation. And those who lead these areas, in the name of Jesus, we nullify every negative word they speak. We bring down the confession of negativity and the mouths of wickedness, and we rise up and declare the life of your power, your spirit, and your anointing over every area of this nation in the name of Jesus. We bless its people. We bless its inhabitants. We bless its leaders. We bless all of those, Lord, in positions of authority today. And in the name of Jesus, declare your righteousness govern this land. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, I pray for for your miracle working power, your healing and your anointing to be a part of every person's life that is hearing my voice in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. That is so good. Hey, guys, has anyone got anything you want to add or share? Dave Clark, you don't have your video on, or anyone that doesn't have their on, but does anyone just want to add to or share of anything that God's doing or saying or what God's done in the lives of those around you that you know? Give us an opportunity, and I'll hand back over to Kerry. She's a lot better at activating and interacting with people, and I'll let her finish this off, and I'd love to finish with that song. Sing a little louder, amen? Here's Kez.
Hello. I'm almost tempted to just unmute everybody rather than... Sorry, talk clearly. Dad's reminded me. we can just unmute everybody if you want. We just might get a little bit of a... Yeah, let's just unmute everybody, hey? Darren's, thanks, Darren. Everybody give Darren a round of applause. He's been coming every Sunday and doing some hard work with all this. So I think you can unmute yourself now if you haven't already. We've done it from our end, so... You're welcome to. Does anybody want to? Hey, Rubes. Anybody want to?
Good job.
Oh, Kez, you dropped off again. Can't hear you.
Well, Mash, it's up to you. Off you go.
You can chat amongst yourselves.
Hey, we can hear you.
Oh, hello. You can hear me now.
No, can't hear now. There you are. You're back.
What is happening?
Okay, yes, no. So, Oz, what's happening is that this battery is going funny and Daz keeps plugging and unplugging it. So, we're that's why.
After giving him a round of applause, yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. How's that all going? So, we're mixing every Sunday up a little bit. So, just so you know, we'll do it different. And I think next week, we haven't fully decided yet, but being Father's Day, we may just do a bit of a pre-recorded audio or something. And, give the dad a day off to chill out at home. So, yes, we're all good. Nicole and Barb, how are you both?
They're muted.
They are muted.
I'm
going to
mute
themselves.
Here we are. We're good. We're all here.
Everyone's there. Oh, hello, everybody. Can't see everyone. I can just see the top of Barb's head and the side of Nicole.
Hey, Ayla.
Hi, Ayla. Hi, so lovely.
Hi, Ayla.
Hey, there he is.
And it's in the
bearded
back.
Man.
It's down from the mountain.
Oh, awesome. Permanently? Are you down, like, is it all closed up there or?
It's all closed. There's a few jobs that he's still doing, so he's got one more week. Oh. Plenty of snow, though.
No, don't tell me that.
Neither.
I need to get some snow this year. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. How's everyone else going? We good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Don't think we've got too much more to share. Ah, good work. Hey, thumbs up. Awesome. Love it.
Want to put yourself on in a minute?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
I won't go on it.
No.
I've got to go. Is that okay? We're still on.
We can hear you, Jenny.
Yeah, how do we unmute?
Jenny and Dave, we can hear you.
Yes.
We're speaking you loud and clear now, yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Are you receiving us or not?
We can't see you, but we can hear you.
Oh, that's okay. That's the main thing. You wouldn't want to see us, believe me.
No.
I've only just got up. Don't worry.
I guess we can say, you know, we can praise God because we can look forward. We've got something to look forward to. Am I coming through?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. we've got so much to look forward to in God, and many people, of course, don't have. They got to a point where it's disaster after disaster. But we can look ahead, and as we've worked through things, you know, we just can see the future in God. We see God's got it in hand. You know, we've been praying and praying, and the number of cases is coming down and coming down and coming down. And if you like, we can sort of see light at the end of the tunnel. But much, much more, we can see that God's peace is upon us. And that makes all the difference in the world, you know. We know that God loves us and God understands us and understands the turmoil and the problems which we go through during this time, you know, when you're sort of used to having a big land, a great land of the Holy Spirit of Australia to wander from one side to the other, and you can go, what, 5 kilometres, you know, and all these things which restrict and change the whole pattern of your living. But it can destroy a lot of things you do, but it can't destroy our relationship with our God. It can't destroy that peace we've got. And this is what the thing we're looking at the moment, you know, saying, yeah, okay, Lord, you know, your peace, you know, your anointing is upon us. And as we come to him and as we look to him, it's a personal thing. Yeah. And, you know, he will give us that strength. And one thing that sort of came to me was, he was sort of saying, well, if you don't start anything, you can't finish it. And you think, what do you mean? Well, our confidence in starting anything, our confidence in doing anything is can be shattered because of this situation. But when the opportunity comes up before us, you know, just go ahead into it. Go ahead into it, you know, no matter what it is. You know, that relationship with our God, and just don't let it be destroyed by the negativity of this whole situation and the suffering around us. So, yeah, praise God. We can praise him. We can praise his name because, you know, of his anointing, his spirit upon us. And even, you know, praying for somebody and you think, you know, for relatives and things like this, you know, we sort of say, well, we lay hands. We can't lay hands on him. We can lay hands on as it were in the spirit. And we still have that same confidence in God. Okay, guys?
That's awesome,
Dave. Yeah, God is good.
He is good. That is awesome. That's so good. I'm looking at one scripture because I want to get over that. This morning. Anything else anyone wanted to add to that? That's so good. There's a script, I think in Ephesians 2, saying, without Christ, they were aliens from the Commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise, and having no hope and without hope in the world. And that scripture came to mind as I was driving to church this morning, thinking that we have Christ. We are now the people of God. We're not strangers from the covenants of promise, and we have hope because we have God in this world. Exactly what you were saying, Dave. Because regardless, like I said last week, since when does what's going on around us change who God is in us? You know, we are the people of God. We are blessed. We live under the blessing and favor of God. And no mask, no restrictions, no anything can take away our hope or our freedom because it goes so far beyond just happening in the natural world, doesn't it? Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome, Dave. I love that because I was thinking that we are a people and we have a hope and we can declare this in our lives and around. Like, I think I shared it at the start of all of this back in March with Balaam and Balak. You know, they tried to get him to curse the people. He's like, I can't curse what's been blessed. We are the people of God. We are blessed because when we're blessed, it blesses our area and those around us. So live in the blessing and the favor of God. Become aware of it and agree, come into agreement with it and confess it and have hope because we aren't without God. Amen? Yeah?
Do you want to stay on?
Do you want to stay on?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Anything else you want to share?
Just one quick one, and I'm thinking of this in relation to all of you in your homes, wherever you are. But Isaiah chapter 4 has an amazing promise in it. And I will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies, and I'm declaring this over all of you now, a cloud of smoke by day and a pillar of flaming fire by night.
Amen.
For upon you all, God's glory will be your defense.
Yep.
Okay, man wants us to wear a mask. People want us to do all sorts of things like put sanitizer on your hands every 5 minutes. Well, bad luck. And I know there's certain protocols people have to follow, but I'm certainly saying my defense is a cloud and a pillar of fire, the Spirit of God in His active presence. Mm. And I declare that over your home, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, Barb, over you and your life and all of your family,
yeah,
regardless of whether they're with you now or can visit you now or not, whether they're restricted in their places, in the name of Jesus, we declare the blessing of God over every gray family across this land, in the name of Jesus, and we declare your health, healing, and wholeness over every member, in the mighty name of Jesus, for upon all of them, God's glory is a defense, with you and Dave and Jenny, and with Belchers and all of those that are in attendance or listening for audio, in the name of Jesus, we declare that Isaiah 4 promise over each and every one of you that there will be a cloud of smoke by day and a pillar of flaming fire by night, and upon all of you, God's glory is your defense. Regardless of what this world says, there's a greater defense we have in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Awesome. God is good. Amen.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I think we might finish up there. So it's been awesome seeing you all today. We'll put on that song, I reckon, does. So then we'll leave this open for a bit and have that song playing. Yep. If you want to just have that play through your home, but feel free to leave. We will be in touch.
Sing a little louder anyway.
Sing a little louder anyway and declare the goodness of God in your life. Amen.
Amen.
We love you all. God bless you.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with you soon.
Yep. See you shortly.
See ya.
That's your. That's it, mate.
Yep.
They're saying goodbye.